We're talking about Asher Bracha Banu Mikol Amim. We're talking about the Brachas of Brachas HaTorah. And the Bracha says, Asher Bracha Banu, which is, that we were chosen. So what makes us chosen? Like what makes us a chosen people? But what's also, what is the in this context, what's the Bracha Banu? What's the chosen choosing of it? So the Mefarshim say that let's ask this question a little better, which is that it says that Hashem said a bracha, that Hashem chose us as gave us the Torah. We know the Medrash says that there was other people that Hashem went to other nations of the world and offered them to get the Torah. So what's so special that He gave it to us, that He gave us the Torah, He chose us to get the Torah? It's not true, He chose us. Everyone else said no, and we said yes. And what is special about the Bachar, the choosing of this Torah? So the rabbis say, a very interesting thing, they say that there's a specifically in the concept of the gate of Torah. But as we say every yontif, atabakatan mikolam, v'ramanu mikol halashon, right? That part of the fact that we have this Torah, that we bracha banu Torah, it's not this Torah concept. There are many people that use the Torah concept, so they say moral vows in the name of Torah, and it's English or whatever, and they come of not Torah concept, but even Torah concept, but they sacralize them for their own being. And there's a level of Torah. That's not what makes us Bracha Banu. It's not Hashem. Hashem gave us, and we understand this if you've been to my classes in the past, how unbelievable the Lashon HaKodesh is. There's so many different parts of Lashon HaKodesh. There's the parts of the letters themselves, the words, the sentences, the numerical value, gematrias, sometimes how to one extra word in the Torah, one, you could be medayik something. As we know, Rabbi Kiva did all the S. He darshaned all the words S. S means and, like they or and, right? And yet he darshaned it. So what is the power of Lashon HaKodesh? What's the power of this, the Torah? So what we're going to see is that Hashem gave us something more when he gave us Torah and also Torah and Lashon HaKodesh. He actually gave us a second Torah, a Torah Shabbat, a Torah of oral. We know that the Torah, there's two types of Torah. There's the Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat. A lot of people have access to Torah Shabbat, even a lot of non-Jews, even a lot of other religions, all have access to the Torah Shabbat, the written in the Bible, as we say. But the Torah Shabbat, which is basically mostly done based on our conversations, our Masorah, our tradition, but also how we translate the Hebrew words of the Torah, Shabbat Ksav, that's the Shabbat Chabanu. So the Shabbat Chabanu we call Amim, and then we say that you chose us, it's not that you just chose us to give the Torah. He offered the Torah to everyone else too. But the special thing they offered us, because we said Nasa V'nishma, is that we have the key to understanding the Torah. We have the key of how to pull out unbelievable stuff from the Torah. The what we call the Torah Shabbat, that the Torah of the oral Torah that comes out of the Torah Shabbat Ksav. And we know that coming up, we're going to have right after Hanukkah, we have a few days of not such great days. Asar b'Tevis, but some people say Ches and Tes and Yud, all of them are bad days of Tevis. One of the reasons, which is not mentioned, is that because the Tami HaMelech caused that all the Torah got translated. All the Torah got translated to all 70 languages. So what's the disaster of that? So I don't mean this at all to put down the article. The article is about an amazing thing. But we have to understand that the Torah Shabbat Ksav, the translation in any other language, is a limitation, is limiting the Torah that's been given over. Right? And the reason that's so is because Hashem gave us the Torah and He also gave us Lashon Kodesh. He gave us a whole Torah Shabbat Peh. A whole, what it means to Lashon Kodesh also is our whole conversation of how we learn and how we do it. So that's why it's so important. Anyone, even if you're learning from English foreign, to have a Rebbe, to talk over stuff, to learn stuff that are beyond that. Because the reality is Asher Baruch Abanu is the fact that we Baruch was not just because we got Torah, but also because of Baruch that he gave us Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh represents the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. Lashon HaKodesh, and we'll see how even more so in this. Now, there's a very beautiful remez to this, right? If we talk about if the Torah Shabbat Ksav is written, but how we look at the Torah Shabbat Ksav and different ways is actually something that helps us. So we'll see that there's a fabulous thing. Right at the very beginning of the Torah, it says Bereishis. Bereishis is Bereishis Bara Elokim. So in Bereishis, we say that there's few things that are Reishis that are in the beginning. The world's in the beginning, Klai is in the beginning, Torah is the beginning, Bikurim is the beginning. So we have a Reishis, right? A Reishis of a base. Bereishis. Now there's a thing what's called, if you've ever seen the Torah, the base of Bereishis is big. It's called a base rabbisai. Right? A base rabbisai means a big base. But if you take base rabbisai, which is a big base, the gematria, the numerical value of the base, is 1024. Okay? Now, that might not mean much, but when you realize that the same gematria of 1024 is Asher Baruch Banu Mikol Amim, that we are chosen Mikol Amim. And what is the base of Bereishis? Why is it a double base? Why is it a big base? Because we know that it represents two different bases. The two races of Torah, right? What? Torah Shabbat Ksav, but also Torah Shabbat Peh. So base is big to tell you, you know what Asher Baruch Banu Mikol Amim? Is because in the races you were given a Torah. You know what the Torah is? Not just the Torah Shabbat Ksav, because other people could read Torah Shabbat Ksav. It's the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's our understanding, the deep understanding. It's taking the words of the Torah and seeing that in the very first word of Bereishis, it tells you that Asher Baruch Banu Mikol Amim, that you were chosen from all Amim. And how are you choosing? Because you have the ability to Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Shabbat Peh. I'll tell you that this is really one of the disasters in history of the Jewish people. You know, the Karaites and the Sadducees, all of them, they all were very willing to say that Torah Shabbat Ksav is true. But they wouldn't, a lot of them were not willing to agree to Torah Shabbat Peh, oral Torah. Right? They weren't willing to agree to the translation. Now it's ludicrous because I don't know how you understand it. But even if you could figure out how they could understand it, and a little bit of that is that they many times would kind of take the oral Torah, but they wouldn't admit to it. But you know, if you understand that there's a certain, if you put yourself in sole scripture, right, that if you put yourself only to what the words of the Torah itself say, you've lost the Baruch Abanu, you lost what Hashem chose us to do. Hashem chose us to be part of the Torah Shabbat Peh, a Torah oral Torah, to work on it and understand that there's deeper understandings to each thing. We're going to see soon there's a fascinating Avos to Rav Nosson, which is where Pirkei Avos is based on, right? And it contrasts the chesed of Eov and the chesed of Ram. And so Eov was amazing. Avos of Nosson says you should be like Eov. People should know your house. That people should know that this is the place to go get food. You know, it's well known that this is the place. In this house, you'll be fed. So Eov was well took care of everything. So that Avos of Nosson said, it seemed like Eov didn't get the same credit as Avram. What was Avram? So he says it's that because Eov the only waited till everyone came to him, it's his house. And if you were used to eating a certain level of food, that's what he gave him. And if it was, you know, if they liked a little bit more wine, then he would give whatever level the person was on. Avram didn't sit down the road. He didn't wait till people came. He built places. He went out to find chesed. And then he made sure that every person got all the highest quality. He didn't make distinctions between what you were used to. He gave him what was best for the person. So the chesed of Avram is different than the chesed of Sa'iyav. So I was learning this with someone, and I pointed out that you see, it's unbelievable. Eev was considered tzaddik according to most shitas, right? He was a great person. And yet, even in chesed, we could have two definitions of chesed, both being right. But the Torah Shabbat Peh tells you what it means. What's this understanding is quite amazing. So we need a chesed. What we need, we'll see, what we need is the side of Torah's chesed. We need to understand that the Shabbach HaBan we call Amin is that because what we blessed with is not just understanding of Torah and understanding of Hashem, but that's huge. But even more so, an understanding of the fact that we, as a Jewish people, could interact with a holy language, a Lashon Kodesh, that could give us insight into both the Torah Shabbat Ksav and the Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's why we're chosen. And we get a menucha from that. We get good out of that. We get positive. The matana of Torah is not just the fact that Hashem gave us Torah, but it also allows us to go from a place of maybe crookedness, or maybe, you know, not clear thought, to a place of clarity and goodness. So our Nasalana's Torah saw that we got chosen, is that Hashem has given us the ability to really change who we are, really change what we represent and what we feel. And we understand that we go. I'll just tell you a little side note. You could recognize this because if you have a spouse that's learning Torah, or you are yourself learning Torah, and you see that they're in better moods, they feel good, they're much better. What have they been doing the whole time? Well, half the time they're probably learning Gemara, and they're trying to figure out how this pasuk means this and how this pasuk means that, and because the one pasuk says this, that means Tame is this and Tame is that. That's, and what we understand is Asher Baruch Haban we call Amin v'nas lanu, he gave us a nasan lanu, he gave us a matana, nasan means like a matana, he gave us the Torah, he gave us the ability to be feel chosen, to feel that Hashem has chosen us with his Lashon HaKodesh, and it has given us the Torah and understanding of that. So this we could explain what the minhag is, which the Mechaber says, the Paskins, that right after Birchas HaTorah, you should say Birchas Kahanim. Which, you know, Yivrech Hashem v'shmerecha, Yor Hashem panav v'lach v'chinecha, Yisrael Hashem panav v'lach v'sem v'chol sholem. Right, we say the Birchas Kahanim. And if you mafsik, there's a shiloh, right, it says it's better not to separate between the Birchas HaTorah and the Birchas Kahanim. Now, the question is, why of all, what's special of Birchas Kahanim? Why of all the parshas in the Torah, why would that be the parsha? We could understand from a halachic status, right, that you just made a bracha on learning Torah, so you should make learn Torah. There's other psukim, why specifically Birchas Kahanim? What's the reason behind this? So the Ramdaska Rebbe, the Tiferet Shlomo, says, that he brings down from Rav Zusha, that every day he would say Birchas HaTorah, he would go out into the streets and try to find someone that he should be might seeing Birchas HaTorah. He would try to do a kiruv, go out and try to find someone that wasn't able to do it, and he would say Birchas HaTorah to him so that the hashpa of the Torah, the Birchas HaTorah, would go on this person. Now, I remember hearing that Rav Simcha Wasserman, he used to teach a lot of Kiruv. He used to do a lot of teaching, especially in there at Israel and in Los Angeles at some point. And he always used to make sure that he would say a Birchas HaTorah. If he was learning someone that probably didn't daven, he would make sure to say a Birchas HaTorah. And he would say, this answer made to this. And what I realized is tonight is that he did that because he didn't only do that so the person would be filled with mitzvah, but because the Birchas HaTorah itself, as we see, connects you to some to Torah, and it gives you some more. So, as we said, that we should find that to have our spa. So now, what is a bracha? What's Birchas Kahanim? What's the concept of Birchas Kahanim? So we understand that Birchas Kahanim is the ability to give people, you know, Hashem's hashpa, Hashem's influence. So what we want to do is we want to establish right after the Birchas HaTorah. Do you know what Asher Baruch Haban we call Amim, that we are Torah? It's like we spoke about last week, because also it should be that we should help others. We should be on others. We should bring shalom. We should bring peace to one another. We should honor to each other. The Chaz Levin says that when someone learns Torah, the Shema, he should be learning Torah for his whole, the whole Klal Yisrael. Right? So we sit there and we learn. We want to have a schus for Klai Yisrael. Why? Because what we're saying is, what was the concept of Yerecha? Why is a Kohen able to give us brachas? Because the Kohen is responsible for our spirituality. The Kohen goes in his Meisr Nefesh for Avoda. Right? And then he gives us bracha because he's done that for us, because he's gone out. So someone has learned Torah, right? As we know, that Tamil Chavim Marbin Shalom Ba'olam, right? That they being Shalom Ba'olam, because when someone learns Torah, they also, if they're having in mind other people, if they're having a mind that should engage other people or should have influence on other people, they bring bracha to the world. So that's why we understand that a person, a Kayin, is the same way a Kayin gets a bracha, someone that's learning Torah can give a bracha. Because the whole Ashpa comes from the fact that they're doing for others. So, now, by the way, we understand why as we talked before, that Torah of Apeh, right, is this as much, you have to have Chesed, Torah's Chesed. Why? Because you're doing for others, so to the Torah, the Mashpia, it has to be that there's a Hashpa, there's an influence on you. So it's very fascinating, because you look, what is the thing that's bringing us to this Asher Baruch Banu? It's Torah Shavah Peh. Now, many people learn Torah Shavah Peh, which is Gemara, what it's called, and they see it and they say, oh, everything's a machlokes. It's first of all not accurate, but even more so, what they don't realize is that when you care about someone else, you engage someone else, right? If you're learning Torah and you want to be Mashpia on someone else, you care about the truth, right? Yaakov took Avram's chesed and Yitzhak's din, and he made a blend which blew up in a good way, and he had 12 shvatim, 12 different paths. Why was he able to do that? Because he was willing to balance both of them. So the truth is of Torah Shavah Peh, even though it's true that we might think that people fight all the time and they're arguing and it's not all so clear and everything, but that is the Torah that Hashem has given us to chosen us. Because what it says is, it means it's not just me. I need to come out to other people for help. That's why, by the way, Derech Eretz Kan Torah. I have to have other people's help. I have to have other people's conversation. I have to have other people's pushback in order to get a true emes of what Torah Shavah Peh is. Now, it happens to be that if we understand that Aaron is the concept of Torah Shavah Peh, and again, the reason why he's Torah Shavah Peh is because Ayav Shalom V'Raydav Shalom, that he's the one that always brought peace and he chased after peace. He didn't just do like Eov and just waited for the guy to come to them. He was Ayav Shalom and he went out. He wrote of Shalom. He went out and chased after and was proactive in it. So Aaron, that's where he gets his bracha from. So too, the Tamil Chaman, when they willing to go out on a limb, and they are, and sometimes they're fighting, but they're fighting for a Laman Shalom to get on the better understanding of Hashem's Torah. So then they're zaycha to this bracha. So that's what we say right after Birkas Torah, we say Vrecha Hashem Shemrecha. Now, there's also the gematria from Yivarecha, Hashem Vishmerecha, all the way to Shalom, is 2,718. That is a very random number, except for if we understand that the whole Birchas Kohanim is a concept of Aaron. Aaron is Rav Shalom Rav Shalom, which is Torah Shabbat Peh. So then what we know is that if you take what's called the Shisha Shedim Mishnayis, what they're called Zerayim, this is what's called in the Gemara, Zerayim, Moed, Nashim, Yeshuas, Kedoshim, Kachim, and Taharas, that is the same Gematria as all of Yerech Hashem Shemrecha until Shalom. And we said that Aaron is, right, Aaron is Torah Shabbat Peh. So if you take, again, the letters, the first letters of Zerayim, the Zion, Moed Mem, Nashim Nun, Yud for Yeshuas, Kuf for Kachim, and Teres for Taharas, that equals the Gematria Aaron, the Gematria of Aaron. So Aaron is the Rosh of Torah Shavah Peh, and the reason why Baruch Hu is because our Torah is not this for ourselves to get knowledge, but it's to be Mashpia, it's to be that we to be able to influence other people and to bring Bracha to in their lives. And that's why we have the Brachos HaTorah and the Brachos Kanim. One more thing, we see that the same way, when do we lain the Birchas Kohanim? So we lain it, the first Shabbos, almost always the first Shabbos after Shavuos. So right after getting Matan Torah, We slain Yivarech Hashem for Shmerecha. We learned the Berachas Kohanim because it represents everything we just talked about. But even more so, it's also a little bit like of a sim in the Davar. So the same way, right after we get the Torah, we say Yivarech Hashem Shmerecha. So too, right after we get the Berachas, we say Berachas Torah, which is every day a new giving of Torah, and that's the Nasan Lan that Hashem has given to us. So at that moment, after that Berachas Lima Torah, right that moment, we say Yivarech Hashem Shmerecha. Kind of like right after Shavuos, we learn from Amnasai, Yivarech Hashem Shmerecha. So that's Birchas HaTorah. That's why I say Birchas Kohanim. Then once we say Birchas Kohanim, so then we actually go two levels down. We do it. We do actually do a Mishnayos, and we do a little Gemara. I'm sorry, it's actually a Medrash, and then also a Mishnayos. So we do all the three levels, the Torah Shuksav, Torah Shabbat, and representing also that we are Bach HaBan, and what makes us chosen from all the rest of the world. Everyone else was getting offered the Torah, and a lot of people have access. What makes us special is the ability that we have Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah Shabbat Peh is a building block of Shalem, and because we have access to Lashon HaKodesh, we could understand deeper levels of better understanding of what really is truly good. When it comes to chesed, when it comes to halacha, when it comes to connection to God, and when it comes to connection to everyone else. So we're bacha banners because we have this ability, this insight, and we don't limit ourselves with this, the actual translation, but there's so much more to it. Remez, pshat, soig, gematria, all this stuff we learn out so much of, we always learn out so much from. That's what we're bacha banner. Okay. That is all, folks. I'm not here next week, so we're going to probably do it in 2 weeks. But have a great night.